debt. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, my God. You know, I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support and just sticking in there with us. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, the whole team. And I just feel led to tell you that every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tell all your friends we are growing in leaps and bounds. I am so excited about the support, not only from the listeners, but also from the artists, the guests that comes on, even the contributors, those that bring their knowledge, their wisdom, and my team, the producers, Doug and Don. I love them so much. Thank you so much again. I just felt led to do that. You know, you got to give people, you know, your gratitude, you know, whenever you can. And I just believe in that. I think, you know, showing appreciation is so very important. You never know what people are going through. And if you appreciate what they have given you, what they've sown into you, what they've spoken into your life, what they've used to support you, whatever, be it finances or time, I truly believe that it's so important to let them know your appreciation. You know, the devil is busy, y'all, and anytime he gets a chance to stunt the growth of his of God's people, he will do just that. He will stunt the growth if he can cause frustration, aggravation, and the seed sower, or even those that have the vision. We all work together, and I just think it's so important just to break up that separation and division that the enemy operates to try to hinder what God is doing. So I say, let's smile together, and let's fight together, and let's grow together. And I appreciate each and every one of you, and I love you all so much. All right, let's get on with the show, because we don't have a lot of time. I'm telling you, I'm actually interviewing Dr. Steve Green, my mentor, my friend. He is actually my publisher at Charisma Media Magazine, and he's also an author of Love Leads. He's the executive publisher of Charisma Media Magazine, and they have a publishing company. And if you all don't know, I have two published books, one called The Keys Against the Enemy, which just came out this September, and also Born into Sin, Transform into Destiny. You can get both of those books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and you definitely can go on Dr. Gina Prince.com and get everything you need as far as those books. But he has a great book called Love Leads, and I cannot wait till you hear this interview. Amazing. Then we got my sister girl, comedian, funny as I don't know what, Gina G. Oh my God, what a blessing. She just joined with us recently in this month, and so we're featuring her all month long so she can get acquainted and meet all of the contributing segment branding specialist, and for her, for you guys to get to know her as well. She's going to be doing her segment, What She Say? Love that. And she's going to be bringing us Serious Gina. We're bringing us some of the news. And also, so we have Alicia Brooks that's also joining us. I cannot wait. She's got branding critiques and also branding tips for you, those that are interested in branding. You got a product, you got a vision. Here's Alicia Brooks. She's got the information just for you with 5 minutes of branding you. All right, we got a full show. Like I said, we're not going to hold it up today. It's cold today in D.C. I normally do the weather. It is cold in D.C. today. Let me just say that right off the top. On November the 8th in D.C., it is actually 48 degrees and cloudy. Actually, it went down. 44 degrees and cloudy is going to be 48 degrees is our high today and cloudy. Why, Detroit, Michigan, you are 42 degrees and loads of sun. Your high today is going to be 46 degrees. Richmond, Virginia, you got showers. You are at 43 degrees and your high is going to be 45 degrees. All right. And so then we have Jacksonville, Florida, 81 degrees is your high. Right now, you're 77 degrees and partly sunny. Dallas, you got a lot of rain too, 48 degrees. That's low for Dallas, Texas. But we got love for you, Texas. 48 degrees is going to be your high. All right, we're going to get started. All right, I'm loving to for you to listen to Dr. Green and me.
All right. Adelie, we ready to go?
We're rolling.
All right. All right. Well, listen, joining me right now, oh, my God, I can't even describe him enough. But I just let's just say that he is a very, very dear friend of mine. But not only that, he is just one of the most amazing people, anointed people in business, ministry that I know. And he's just so... such a blessing to the kingdom of God. He's an author. He's a executive publisher of Charisma Media and so much more. He's a coach. I can't even think of all the things that he does, but he does so much for the kingdom of God. What I love about him is that he's just obedient to God. No matter what God asks him to do, he says yes and amen, and God blesses him every step of the way. Please help me introduce and welcome to the show Dr. Steve Green. Hi, Dr. Green.
Dr. Gina, I am so excited to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, and I want everybody to know because you've been on before, about 8 months ago, but I'm so glad to have you come on again because I want everybody to know that you are the brand new author of the new book, Love Leads, The Spiritual Connection Between Your Relationship and Productivity, by Dr. Steve Green. Can you please tell us about what is it about Love Leads and why is it so important to the kingdom that we get this wisdom from God?
Well, ma'am, what I'm going to do is just the first sentence in the book to me kind of defines it. When I wrote the first sentence, it was on maybe the third rewrite, and I really wanted to rewrite chapter one to build a case for love. Why love? If there's a single purpose, this book is about one characteristic of leadership, and it's the one that matters most, and it's love. So if I'm going to write about love, I have to build a case for it. Why not 17 other things that maybe Maxwell writes about? Most leadership books have 10 things, 14 things, 17. I'm trying to do it with one, because if God is love and we don't have love, how then should I lead? And that's the first sentence of the first chapter. What God dropped on me in that rewrite was, son, without love, there is no leadership. The very first qualification of a leader is that he knows Jesus and can love. Because without Jesus, it's hard to love. Does that make sense?
That is so profound.
Well, I'll tell you, go ahead.
So with this message, I mean, because he says that you can preach, minister, the gospel, do all these things, win souls, change, I cast out demons, all that stuff, but without love, it means nothing. Because how are you doing it without love? Is this a revelation for people you're finding in today's church?
It's amazing how many senior leaders are loving this book. What does that tell you? I didn't expect, I'm not going to name names, but there's some very senior leaders who you would not expect would be moved by a book like this. And yet they have adopted it. They've bought cases. They're using it in training programs. Because really, Paul said it best, we're just a bunch of clanging cymbals if we don't have love. We're just nothing. We don't have anything to say, and no one's going to want to listen to us or follow us if we don't have love.
Is this so powerful? And we need that. I mean, nowadays, so many things are happening. People are caught up in life, their own individual life. People are striving for success, one, by their own ambition. Mm-hmm. Some have gotten an idea from God and
That's
took
it.
Ownership and moved on and tried to create it on their own and not understanding that part of love. First of all, receiving a love from Father, and then being able to have the heart of the Father to love his people in return.
Preach that.
It's so, so important, Dr. Green.
Ma'am, you're all over it. You know, I don't know how many times you've heard of servant leaders, and I'll shake hands with people, or I see their business card or their stationery, their email, and they brag about being a servant leader. Well, the first clue of servant leadership, Dr. Gina, is that a person is willing to die to self. That they're dead to self. They have no selfish motives. In other words, if I'm leading a team and somebody needs me at 4 in the morning or 8 at night or in the middle of lunch or whenever they need me, I respond. That's what servanthood is. I don't have a life. I don't have a priority to worry about. I had a pastor tell me once in Africa. I was down in Zimbabwe. One of my the best couple of weeks of my life changed me completely. But what he said to me is, because I was asking him, I said, your people are working long hours. So they were in here this morning when we got in at about 6. Here it was 9, 10 o'clock at night. They're still in there. I said, I don't understand these hours they're working. And he said one of those pastoral things. He said, son, when you're in ministry, you don't have hours. You don't have a start and an end time. That's servant leadership. You know, when you're serving others, you don't have a watch, a calendar, a day timer, maybe nothing but a compass to point to true north. But you sure don't have a calendar of your own and a schedule of your own. You have a requirement to serve, and that means that you die to self. When I beat my chest and say it's all about me, my way or the highway, which is a very common leadership expression, my way or the highway, that guy's not a servant leader. He's all about himself. And frankly, you and I, ma'am, we know a whole lot of folks that are in that camp. They speak servant leader, and they practice selfish.
Exactly. Exactly. You are so right. And I want people to know, because I don't think I said it at the beginning, because I wanted to talk so much about this book, and we're going to pick back up. But Dr. Green is actually the executive publisher of Charisma Media and Creation House. And so this right here, coming from someone in such a prominent leadership position and God anointing him with that clarity. When I first met Dr. Green, there was such a peace about him and the ability to delegate, and also those that work with him and for him, you know, just the reception of those that are around him because of the way that he presents, you know, the delegation. And I would have to say that you lead by example as well. This wasn't just something, Dr. Green, that God just downloaded in you and you're not living this. I want everybody to know that you can be in a position of high-ranking position, no matter all of the delegations, all the responsibilities, everybody looking at you for the answers and the questions sometimes, even. You can have this gift of love in you that you can train up a camp, a tribe, a organization, whatever it is, a ministry, a worship team. Wouldn't you say it's not just, it goes even outside, it's not just in the marketplace, but even though that's a great place to even start, but also in day-to-day in ministry.
Well, I want to tell you, ma'am, you're right. You've got the nail on the head. But the best thing a leader could do on his team is to write a leadership book. I'm going to tell you, the reason why is everybody on your team looks at you and go, is that you? Did you write that book? Are you the guy that wrote that? Because you ain't acting like it. So,
right.
You know, I was really nervous when I wrote this book. I'm still nervous about it. I think about it about every day because I have a book on my desk. It's around me because we're working out of it. But it's pretty intimidating to go to a staff meeting and maybe be cranked up about something or trying to get a number or, you know, doing the daily job. It's like staying in the kingdom. It's hard. The kingdom of this world is easy. The kingdom of God, it's an effort to stay in it.
And yes, it is.
I want to tell you that's another thing that Zimbabwe pastor told me. He said, just you focus on staying in the kingdom of God every day and you'll be okay. He said, that's your goal.
Right.
Just keep that right thinking going on and you'll be all right. But I want to tell you.
And that's the key word is to remain.
Remain.
You know, that's the battle every day is to remain
John
in the kingdom.
John 15 or 14, somewhere right in there. Jesus told his disciples about a bunch of times in that chapter, remain at the cross, remain, remain, because he knew they were going to fall away. They were going to go off and do their own thing.
Wow.
You know, they did in Gethsemane. They ran off.
Yeah, that's
They got scared little puppies and ran off.
They did do that.
You know, and I think I'd have been with them.
I know. And that's why people got to read the Bible, don't you think? Because they would know that God is this. Everything that's going on right now, everything that you're feeling, all of the struggles you're going through, the challenges, the temptations, it's all in the Bible.
There's not a better leadership book. There's not a better book on how to live.
That's right. That's right. Now, this is one of the favorite parts in the book on page 45. And you're talking about, I love this output. It says, godly time management is spiritual warfare. Mm. Dr. Green, what is that?
Real simple. You and I both live this every day. The evil one wants to rob us of our quality time.
Because, right.
And of our margins. You know, our money margins, our time margins, any part of our life that has a margin. Satan doesn't want us to have any margin whatsoever. That if I have margin, I'll probably end up praying for somebody. I'll slow down. I'll do something good for the kingdom. That as long as it can keep my time under pressure, my money under pressure, it'll keep me cranky. I'll speak out of the flesh more than I will of the spirit because I'm upset. My nerves might be a little on edge because I'm anxious for something instead of anxious for nothing. I know mm-hmm. that there's something on me that, you know, I'm worried about. And we're not going to be at our best as leaders if we're all cranky about something. And usually mm-hmm. it's not the Spirit of God that gives us crankiness. It's that evil stuff going on that takes me out of my time margin, takes me out of my money margins, that when we have those struggles, we struggle, and it comes out of our mouth.
Yes. Wow. So powerful. The book is so full and so much anointing, directions, instructions, confirmation. I mean, just answers. I love this other part, which says vision includes seeing what might not go right and being prepared with a backup plan. Wow, how much challenge is that for people to actually see that? Because everybody wants to see the good stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ask my team, they've all been questioned, okay, this is a great plan. What if it doesn't work? They can all answer that question now because if they sit with me and they don't have a backup plan, they got to go to their room or something. I make them stand in a corner, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean that with love. But they know that we have to have a plan B. That plan A is yeah. nice, but this plan needs support. And you need to know what you're going to do if and how you're going to plan that. And it's not a lack of faith. That is the fullness of faith, is to know that God's given me the wisdom to make multiple plans, to know what we're going to do if the Sunday worship doesn't work out. You know, how are we going to change? Mm-hmm. How are we going to modify? Things happen, and good leaders make sure their team is prepared for whatever could happen, that we've got a backup. We know what we're going to do next. That's leadership.
Yes. And I love that, you know, that it was in my spirit, the next question, and you pretty much, it's got a transition, and it's right on in. It, you know, people might want to misunderstand when we say love. It's that you're soft, that it shows a weaker side of a leader. But when God shows you his love, just like he corrects us out of love, just like he pulls things out of us, our talents, our gifts, you know, expands us with more wisdom and understanding. Mm-hmm. That's the role of a leader, wouldn't you say? Because
yes.
That's what it sounds like, just like when you were saying that, like you've trained them and you're challenging them to pull out what would be the next idea, what would be the next, plan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same? Because some people think that love is a weak thing, you know.
Oh, my.
Help them understand that.
Well, Jesus said it pretty good. He said, meekness is not weakness.
Yes,
there's nothing about a meek leader that will make you think that that's a weak person. I don't think anyone on my team would tell you that I'm weak.
Right.
That what I've got to do is balance that strength in a godly way. Jesus
yes.
had his ways that they knew he was all business. You know, that we're not going to mess around with this. This is how we're going to do it. Here's my version of the new commandment. Here are some things I'll tell you straight away. This is what you need to be focused on. And yet, you know, he was Jesus. He'd hang around and talk with them, but he was very firm when he needed to be. So I like that word. I like that word firm, Dr. Gina, because firm, you can love like your children. You have to be firm with your children, but you're not mean.
You know? Exactly.
I don't want to raise my voice. Sometimes my energy is a little louder than my calmness, but not loud to the point where I'm yelling. I just get intense. And intensity, I think, is okay. It means I care.
Exactly.
But I've also got my hand on the dial. I'm in control. I know that I'm getting intense. Not yelling, not screaming, nothing like that. But maybe a little more intense than they're used to hearing my voice. And I've got my hands on the dial, and I'll dial it down if I see hurt. You know, I'm not leading if I have to hurt people or hurt their feelings to get them to perform. You know,
right.
I'll run after someone to get them before I'd let them get hurt. I don't want that to happen ever. remember, there's a chapter in that book about, in my book, about why do lions roar? Because leaders need to roar. Lions, I don't know why they roar. They're big, tough king of the jungle guys, right? And they just take one big old swipe at me, and I'm done. I'm on the ground. So why is a lion roar? Well, because he's an animal, and it's an instinct, and it's a lot of other reasons. But you know what? You would not respect me if you heard me roaring like a lion. Leaders don't have to. We can be soft-spoken. We can be a little bit animated. But in the meantime, yelling gets us nowhere. You know, being that authority figure and being strong-willed and, you know, yelling at people. It's so weak. There's no lion in me if I'm yelling.
Well, you can tell the difference in with the Israelites when they were with Pharaoh and how they used to get beat and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just you can't beat up someone and expect them to be productive. You have to keep the spirit level high, and you can always get more with honey than you can vinegar. And just when you were talking, it was coming in my spirit for those that are listening that might be struggling with this, because this might be taught behavior. Mm-hmm. And nowhere is this to condemn you, but hopefully that the word of God and the truth of what we're saying now, and then you can get your confirmation with purchasing Love Leaf by Dr. Steve Green. But this is the deal. You might be doing something that you were taught. You might be acting in the leadership of what you had been, you know, exposed to, what you experienced. But let me tell you, there's a right way and there is a wrong way.
Yes.
Always. And every way God says is the right way.
That's
so
good.
I want to encourage you that whatever God says, that's the blueprint to your success. You know, the devil wants to come in and really frustrate the plans of God. And he can easily do that when we begin to take ownership of what God is doing. I saw a vision of how the ocean is representation of God. You know, the ship is moving by the waves of how God sees it. And then the captain is the leader, the one that steers, you know, the ship in the direction of where they're going. But then there's a staff. If the captain of the ship is frustrated, then everybody else is going to be frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the thing is that the leader has to trust the waves that are going in, going rapid or going smoothly. That's what a leader does. You know, the leader is moving by the movement of the Spirit of God, and then everyone that is going along with the vision of success of that ship, the destination, is all in agreement. Not saying that, you know, that those that are employees or laymen or whatever are not hearing from God. But we as leaders have to trust God in our position and let him deal with his people.
Mm-hmm.
We can't beat them up. We can't put an iron fist on them. We have to learn how to lead with love. And I love this book, Dr.
Steve. I'm so thankful.
You were with Baker, Pastor Baker. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was on the Jim Baker Show. Of course, I loved him growing up. My dad always watched him. I think my dad might have been saved through Jim Baker's ministry. Back in the day, you know, and I don't judge people. There but by the grace of God go I. I don't know what he went through, what he did. I just know who he is now. He's, I think, 78, something like that. And he invited me to a show to talk about my book, and they were so kind to me. They treated me. They picked me up at the airport, brought me in, put me in a real nice place to stay that's there on their property. It was just amazing, the love they showed me. And when Lori Baker walked in, the first thing she said, we're in the green room getting ready to go out there. And I'm a little bit intimidated, not bad, but, you know, Jim Baker Show is a big deal to me.
Because
I've watched him enough to know this is an important show. And, you know, I didn't want to say something dumb like I usually do. But Lori came in the room carrying my book, and she goes, I just want you to autograph my book. I love this book so much. Would you please autograph it? And I said, ma'am, from minute one, you affirmed me and you spoke life into me. And I said, you're just a real good model of a love leader because you started affirmation. Is that amazing?
That is absolutely and positively amazing. And I'm just really excited about what God is doing through this book. Love leads through you, Dr. Green. I mean, it is a nice, meaty, wholesome, full of power. It is a weapon. You got to get it. He talks about every part about being a leader. I think, you know what, it's going to change your life. You got to go and get it. It's sold at Amazon.com. It's Barnes & Noble, everywhere books are sold. You can go on his website. What's your website, Dr. Green?
Probably just loveleadsbook.com.
Loveleadsbook.com. And listen, if y'all don't know, he is actually, there are the publishers of The Keys Against the Enemy, which is doing well, and I'm really glad about that.
Praise
everybody
God.
That gets it, they love it. They love it. But
I'm
yes,
so happy
we are partners in the kingdom, and we are just gonna. We got to get this word out here so people can know about love and leadership, and it is so important. Dr. Green, always a pleasure talking to you. Always a pleasure you coming on the show. You bless us all every time.
Well, everyone who listens to you will hear a leader's voice, that you love people. You've shown me nothing but love from the minute I met you. You treated me like the way you treat people, Dr. Gina, is what really reveals your heart. It's how you treat people. That's the key to leadership, is to build a point to people you've developed. And I think you can do that, and you can remember people in your life that helped develop you that just did it with love. So it's my honor to be on your show. I'm always privileged and blessed. I love you so much. You're a terrific leader yourself, and I'm glad that your audience is listening to you, and I sure hope they keep it up and buy your book, because I know it's amazing.
Well, I thank you so much. I wish we could go on and on and on. We got to catch up again soon, Dr. Green.
Yes.
I know he's on the road. You got some dates coming up. Can people catch you at some of the places that you're going?
Well, I'm going to be in Pensacola the first weekend of December, and I can give you some other dates later. But if anybody's in that area of the world, I'll be there. I'll be speaking on a Sunday morning and then Monday and Monday night. So that'll be a good leadership opportunity. And then I've got some new exciting things. I'm going to put out some DVDs and some training programs on Love Leads.
So oh, my God. Some packages? That would be great.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. That would be amazing. Listen, if you don't know, go ahead and Google them now. Go to Love Leads. It's the loveleads.com, did you say?
Loveleadsbook.com. And don't forget, Charisma Media is a good place to hang out, read our magazine. Check us out online, charismanews.com. And
yes.
You can follow me on Twitter, Dr. Steve Green on Twitter, just anywhere, Facebook. You know, if I would love to have a relationship with any of your listeners. If they write to me, I'll write to them if I see it, you know.
And he will, too. He's on Twitter. You're on Twitter.
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Steve Green, listen, I want to ask you, before I let you go, I just want you to just say some words of encouragement to the listeners, those especially in the states that just experienced that shooting at the church in Tennessee. What is your thoughts about that? And if you can just give, you know, the body of Christ some encouraging words at this time.
Well, I'd love to, and I'll tell you what's needed down there in Texas and anywhere where there's these mass murders.
Texas.
That's okay. Well, the only way that we get through this is when someone steps up and leads. Now, on our worst days, ma'am, we need a leader. On the very worst day of my team, I need to be my strongest at my best. I may have emotion. I may be sad, too. But I want to step up and say, follow me, guys. We're going to go find Jesus. We're going to pray. We're going to ask for forgiveness of this man. We're going to move on. We've got to do it the God-like way, a Christ-like way. What he did, the Lord will take care of him. We have to take care of the people who are left. We've got to show them a way. We have to lead them into a promise that God will fulfill. Just remember the promises of God, the love of God. I don't understand this, but I know I serve a sovereign God. And I know he loves me and he cares about me. And that whatever I do for others, it will be through leadership. I need to help them get to a better place. You know how they're hurting. That pastor who lost his daughter and he lost half of his church, and many of them were family. Most of us haven't been through that kind of pain. That's just amazing.
Yes.
Just a massive amount of pain. So what I would do, and I thought I saw him doing this on the Today Show, I think what I would do ma'am, is to not worry so much about how I feel, but get in front of that group and say, come on, there's room at the cross. There's room at the cross. Mm-hmm. Remain here. This is our place. This is where our answers are. The world has mm-hmm. no answers for us. It's evil. But, Doctor, this is so important that we help people by leading them. Lead in your home. Lead your children. Help them to understand mm-hmm. this. Your older children, your neighbors, when everyone's crying out about whatever side of the gun issue they're on, that's not what we need to be talking about. We need to be talking about solutions, and the solutions come through Christ always. So I hope that mm-hmm. blesses your listeners. I hope it blesses you. This is a time to lead. We need people to stand up, to step up. We have such a leadership shortage in America. They yes. always want to pick sides and fight and fuss. You know, you and I, we're never going to fuss. We're not going to do it.
No.
Because we're leaders,
no.
and I'm not going to let it happen. I'm going to,
right.
we're going to be
either.
There. Jesus loved until the end. We're not going to fight. And no one, I don't want to fight with anybody. I don't have yes. enough days left. I don't have time for it.
Nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm.
So, well, listen, I know that that blessed us all. And I thank you so much for just being so obedient to God, being such a great leader, an example, just a kingdom builder, a lover of all of God's people. I just bless you so much, and may God continue to open these magnificent doors and expand your platform to abundance, that souls will be healed, delivered, set
yes.
free from all captivity,
yes.
and just thriving and nothing but blessings of God.
You can preach on that all day. Just keep preaching just like that. This show will double in size. I speak that over you. A double audience.
I receive it.
Amen.
Thank
I love you so much.
Much.
Thank you for having
I
me.
I love you, too. Until next time, I love you, Dr. Green.
God bless you.
All right now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Well, you heard it here. We are right here back again. That was such an amazing interview with Dr. Steve Green. Now listen, we're going to be right back after these commercial messages with Alicia Brooks and Gina G. Stay tuned. Be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Comedian Gina G, what's going on, girl?
I just want my baby. I just want my baby. $3,500 a week. What more do you want from me?
I know it's so much going on. It's so much going on. What you got for us on What She Say?
What She Say? Child, I'm talking about Tyrese this morning. Look. He just wants his baby. That was, I just want my baby. Dr. Gina, look at here. I cannot deal with Tyrese right now. They call him Cry-Reese. I cannot deal with him right now. Now, my problem is, let me tell you real quick my problem. It's not the fact that he's crying about his daughter. Because I think more fathers, you know, as men, you know, you're told not to be, you know, emotional. You know, not to have feelings, not to cry. But in this case, a man crying about his daughter, I think it's a wonderful thing. I really do. And fellas, you step up to the plate. It's okay to cry about, you know, your baby mama not letting you see your kids, and, you know, you're paying all this money, but they keeping your kids away. I understand that you want your baby. I understand that. But what's killing me is this man that sat up here and lied, talking about Will and Jada gave him $5 million. And Will and Jada looking like, oh, no, we didn't.
Honey, this man then went on social media and lied and said that Will and Jada gave him $5 million to help him and Shayla with his court dispute child support situation going on. How you just lie on national social media? And you didn't even pick no celebrities that don't nobody know. Like, he didn't pick, you know, a local celebrity. He gonna have the nerve to say Will and Jada gave him some money. Girl, and they ain't gave a man nothing. Fellas, look at him. Y'all gotta get y'all life together. Somebody call Tyrese.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Somebody need to call Tyrese because he just won his baby.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Jean, I can't deal. I cannot deal. What she say? I said it. Take care of your kids, fellas. You can be emotional when it comes to your kids. You know, women should not be keeping their kids away from men for, you know, their own personal reasons or their own personal
vendetta.
I get it. You know, I get it. And him crying about his daughter, to me, it really touched me. You know, as a comedian, it's funny to hear it because, you know, folks out here making fun of the man and they making remixes and everything like that. So that part of me is hilarious. But in all honesty, as a Christian woman, I feel that it is a wonderful for that man to cry out for his daughter. And really, it's upset that he hasn't seen her in 72 days. And it's men out here that ain't seen their kids probably since they was born, since they didn't sign the birth certificate, that ain't even worried about their children. So to see him, you know, that emotional, it hurts me. And I feel some type of way about it. And I just want to reach out to the fellas that's out there that aren't able to see their kids, you know, to just take an extra effort today and every day to, you know, getting that baby mama off your back. But don't be crying and lying.
And I think don't cry and lie for sure. And I think that the guys that do see their children that sympathize with them, please start a GoFundMe for Tyrese right now.
In the name of Jesus.
All in the name of Jesus.
Ooh, because he just won his baby.
So you don't have to lie and say that Will, he started from the top. He's figured if he say that, then everybody else will start donating too. So he tried to use some strategy with that one.
He got strategy, honey. He trying to sell his book. He trying to sell his album. All in the name of this court case. And that's the part I don't like. You know, Tyrese, we with you on your baby. But now you just doing too much. Now you just doing too much. So it's getting lost. You know, it's getting lost.
So this is her segment. What she say? You never know what Gina G going to bring to the table with what she say. So you got to tune in every Wednesday to hear her segment. What she say? Because she's going to say something, and it's going to cause you to say, what she say? that. Listen, I got Alicia on with us because that interview with Dr. Green ran over a little bit, but I'm so glad it was so much meat and potatoes in that interview. I'm so glad that we were able to have him. Alicia, you know we got joining with the team is comedian Gina G, straight out of Florida. She's not from Florida, but she lives in Florida right now. Holding Florida down. You know how big Florida is. It's never a place that she's not at. I don't know who. Every time I see her, she's on some stage somewhere with all kinds of people. So she's an international comedian, okay, now?
So all right.
I wanted to introduce Gina G to Alicia Brooks, the branding expert, my PR. How are you, Alicia Brooks?
I am good. How are you?
We are fantastic. Okay, so you got, because we're going to shift gears, you have 5 minutes of branding you. Share with the listening audience what you have for us today.
Okay, so we're going into, mid of our session, or the last fourth quarter. So now we have, what are you going to do for next year? So you got a plan for next year. And a lot of people, this is a great time to refresh your brand, redo your brand, or just rebrand, adding what does that look like. So going into the fourth quarter or going into the new year, we're looking at visual identity. Now's the time to visualize how you see your brand in terms of your website, your business cards, your signage. Everything now should be professional, and so your visual identity should match that. And so then with that, you need to ask, now's a good time at the end of the semester, end of the year, to ask customers, what's your impression? Do a survey. How does your brand make them feel, because your brand should be tied into and make them feel some type of emotion. What are they going to get? What are they going to receive every time they experience you? Like we have the comedian here. You're going to get funny every time you're in her presence, right? So we have to, hopefully. So what is that? What does your brand impression look like? And so you want to do a survey, just, you know, a focus group, or send out some emails to kind of like see where you want to go and what direction you want to look at in terms of the new year. Then you want to look at, when it comes to refreshing your brand, of course, I mentioned the website, but also who's your target audience? Is it a time to actually focus on a new target audience? I tell clients not to actually do clients, add them a new target market every time, because if you're going to do makeup, don't turn around and go do t-shirts, because it's going to be confusing. You want to add to your brand strategically. So you want to add probably every 12 months to 18 months if you're going to add a service, because you have to go and really research that target market. You don't want to just go and, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's not in alignment with your brand and your brand mission. So you want to look at that. And then how does your brand make other people feel? It's feeling stale. You have to rebrand the visuals and recreate. You can use the same colors, but make it fresh. Make it appealing. Nowadays, we have branding that you have to do pictures now. Visual with words. Don't make it wordy, because people are not going to read it. But how do you want to see your brand next year? And what are some pictures? What kind of themes do you really want to go and capture that's going to be in alignment with your brand? And then, also, the last point is, if you're going to refresh your brand, who are some new strategic partners that you can partner with that's in alignment with your brand that can enhance, and you can enhance their brand as well? It has to be of equal value. So now is the time to think about where you want your brand to be in 2018. If you're just starting out, then that's a good thing, because you get to explore new things. But if you are already in business and you need to refresh your brand, now is a great time to do that in the last quarter, so you can jumpstart 2018 with the bang.
You got a question first, Lisa Gina?
I didn't hear you.
She asked my question.
Okay.
You really asked my question. I do see people out here that kind of switch it up. They'll be doing something and then they'll flip it on you and they'll sell shirts first and then the next thing you know, right, they got cups and bracelets and it's like, what am I supposed to buy? I don't know what to buy. Do I buy everything? I like what you said. You just stick with one thing and, you brand that and you carry that on before you just jump into three different things that you want me to spend my money on.
Right. And you have to be, your brand has to be known for something. And what is that one primary thing? And then you can add to it. That's going to complement, not to confuse. Okay. So adding services or products that's going to enhance what you already do and what you're already known for, as opposed to being in this, being in that, and it's confusing.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least how can anyone show you?
You can find me on social media under Elisha Brooks, E-L-Y-S-H-I-A Brooks, or Brand Neekly U, B-R-A-N-D-N-I-Q-U L-Y-Y-O-U, Brand Neekly U. I'm on Instagram, I'm on all the social media.
All right, well, we love having you here. You give us all the most informative information as far as branding you, and I tell you, this world needs that information. It's a lot of stuff going on the social media, and I'm confused sometimes. I start off with you, then you drop me before I drop you. I don't even know. Yeah. I've been looking 2 weeks later for the follow-up, and I don't see nothing. It's crooked. So consistency is key with all things. So with a branding marketing expert, you still have to be consistent. It's a vision that God is giving you. You have to follow up with it. A branding expert can only help you get the exposure, but you have to be consistent at that point. Can't nobody bring your vision to fruition but you, okay? Let's start and end it on that note. But if you need a branding expert or a PR, please contact Alicia Brooks, all right? Okay, now moving on to the stories, we got to get the news from Sirius Gina G. What's going on, Gina G?
Child, it's too much going on. Well, first of all, Donald Trump out here running this country like Death Row Records. Let me tell you, he just sat up here and went to China and told North Korea, don't even try us. Because basically, he's saying we ain't got time for that. He is threatening North Korea. Yes, honey, he all in China, all with them, talking about North Korea, talking about don't try us because basically we ready. Honey, he's running. I'm telling you, he's running like Suge Knight, Death Row Records. That's how he's running America right now. And I'm scared. I am scared. If he dangles somebody out a window, we're going to be in trouble. Now, the good news is the Democrats are winning. You know, they won the vote in Virginia and New Jersey. So, you know, we doing something, you know, and I know the Trump administrator, they are like retiring. Everybody, folks is retiring. Do you understand me? They are clearing up like roaches when you turn the lights on. They like, look, I'm done. I said I want to do this, but I ain't for real. They being Indian givers right now, baby. They all are dropping out and retiring. It is just stay prayed up is what I'm saying. We got to pray for our country. We need to pray for our president. You know, even though we're not happy with him being in there, we need to pray for him that he gets some sense. Because right now, he just going off at the mouth. I heard you guys talking earlier about the shooting in Texas. You know, I do just want to send out, you know, some prayers and some more loving out that way. Because, I mean, that man didn't kill three generations in one family. And it's not a racial thing. You know, we could start with the racists. We could start with the terrorists. These people out here need help. And if they looking to get some more people jobs so we can do background checks, you know, hire me. Because I will look all up and through these folks' page to say, no, they cannot purchase a weapon. You know, and I don't think it's fair that we as citizens are able to purchase guns that they use in the military. How do you even get that? What hookup do you have to even purchase that type of weapon?
And did they find out that he was very disruptive while he was in the service? He had some issues with anger and some other outburst activity going on in his past. Didn't they find stuff out like that?
And yes, and nobody said nothing. He was just at the Halloween, you know, not Halloween, but like, you know, trunk or treat, you know, things they had at the church. 5 days, honey, prior to that. So he's looking at these people and interacting with these people, and then you're going to go up here 5 days later and shoot the church. And the person that he probably wanted to shoot wasn't even in there because his mother-in-law, you know, is who he had a problem with. It all stemmed from that. You know, I guess, you know, them not wanting him to be with their daughter or what have you. But they weren't even there. So I'm going to need you to check to see who's, you know, preaching today before you go and shoot it up.
Because you just shot the wrong folks. I'm going to need the churches to wake up with this Harvest Fest and Halloween. You know, I ain't going to say Halloween, but I'm going to have the harvest. The devil don't know the difference. And as long as y'all keep pretending that it ain't on the same day and it's a whole different thing, and it really ain't, then the enemy going to come in and take it back from you because it was his to begin with.
It's
Halloween.
And
if you want to have a social gathering with your kids, you know, make it some kind of other time. We don't have to conform to the world. We don't have to do what the world do. We don't have to make angels and all of this, make it pretty and all that stuff. That man went in on Harvest Festival celebration again, a phony, or we're trying to copy Halloween and try to make it ours, but we don't have to do
the Halloween
that because
man.
Every day is the day that the Lord has made. We can celebrate. I want to celebrate a harvest season every day because I'm believing on a financial breakthrough, a spiritual breakthrough. I don't know about y'all.
Praise dance. 5 seconds.
I don't
praise
work
break.
One day a year. I want to celebrate a harvest every single day
That's
of
right.
the year until the thing
That's
break
right.
wide open and our
That's
and
right.
our cups are running over. I don't know if y'all
That's
heard that,
right.
but I ain't got to copy what the enemy do. And so I
nope.
think that this is also something that we have to be careful for because, you know, the church, we are supposed to open up the doors for people. We are supposed
mm-hmm.
to show love and things like that. But I think we should use wisdom in some areas, too.
Exactly.
We just don't have to copy what the world is doing. We don't have to
mm-hmm.
give our children everything and say, this is good, this is okay. We can say, you know what, we don't do that. And that's exactly
yep,
'cause
I do.
What we don't do. Period.
Well, I do, because we don't celebrate that. My son told me at 5 that he didn't want to celebrate the devil's birthday, and I said, guess what? Walmart ain't got to see no more of my money. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, you better know that's the truth. Candy.
And that was at 5.
You better say that. And that's what I
mm-hmm.
mean. So you know what? I mean, our hearts and, you know, I'm so glad that we're given that exposure also to Texas and the church that was just erupted by the demonic forces of the enemy of murder
mm-hmm.
and death. And we just speak life right now into that ministry.
Yes.
We speak a revival in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch each and every one of those souls. Lord God, that lost loved ones, those that survived and overcame that situation, Father God. May you continue to heal them, Lord God. May you continue to deliver them, Lord God. Strengthen them. Ministry leaders, the pastor and his family, and all of those, Lord God, that are still those that were the ones that led your people, Lord God, to you. And Father, we thank you right now for your hands being upon them. And Lord God, may this be a rude awakening for the church. May we rise up right now in resurrection power as a ministry, as a church, as the body of Christ, saying no, standing up for boldly standing up for righteousness in Jesus' name. May we live accordingly to your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Just fix us all, Jesus. We just all got something going on.
Well, I need you to fix some more people. I need you to keep that prayer going for Jill Scott, because she's trying to divorce her husband.
Oh,
so we
no.
need to put some, yes, baby, we need to put some respect on that name. Jill Scott has filed for a divorce, you know, and her husband is saying that she the mean one. So I'm telling you, all these women, all these men are claiming that the Ike and Tina situation is reversed, that Tamar is Ike, and Vince is Tina, and that Jill is Ike, and that her husband is Tina. They all saying that these women are mean, but Jill Scott is the one that is filing for divorce. Yes, baby, that's
wow.
another. I mean, marriage,
so
I don't know what
for restoration for the marriages, definitely, because there's too
yes.
many women out here, and men want to be married now. Y'all don't be
Hello.
Messing it up now.
And they throwing them away. They just throwing them out. They just throwing them out the window. Wait a minute.
Y'all throwing them away,
catch a
husband. Please. Well, listen,
and one quick
Gina,
shout out for my female. I'm sorry, Doctor. I have to give a shout out to Tiffany Haddish, the first black female comedian to host SNL. I just want to say she's opened the door to
yes.
make a way for comedians like me. I'm so excited for her. Yeah, she ready. That's it. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, and you know what? Kudos to her. Also, first black female mayor in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, just
mm.
I know that he was coming from a comedic point of view. I just had to throw
yes.
that out there as a voice in the airways about the first black mayor, female mayor in Charlotte, North Carolina as well. We need to celebrate each other, y'all.
Yes.
We worldwide
yes.
up in here. Dr. Gina's radio
mm-hmm.
chat. We represent it all. Listen,
mm-hmm.
how can everybody follow you?
Everybody can follow me on Instagram at GinaG2Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 funny. You can follow me on Facebook, GinaG2Funny, but it's T-O-O on Facebook. I will be in Jacksonville this weekend with Marvin Dixon, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Jacksonville Comedy Club. And I just want the Lord to continue to bless me, and I just want to bless everybody else with laughter, because right now we need it, Dr. Gina.
I know, I call you up just to get a laugh, so I know, and I want to share you with the world, because you are so funny, and if you are anywhere in those areas, you need to go check her out. I love you guys, Alicia Brooks, you know
I love you,
I'll be talking to you soon. Gina G, my sister, I'll be talking to you soon as well. Listen, this was a wonderful show. If you didn't get nothing today, I don't know what to tell you, because it was full and power-packed, right up in here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, I want you to live healthy. Live on, live in your destiny, and go and get that book, The Keys Against the Enemy. Go on thekeysagainstheenemy.com or go to amazon.com or Barnes & Noble's to get The Keys Against the Enemy. I'm going to keep wanting to say .com.
Just get the keys to the enemy. Just get it.
Gosh, the keys against the enemy. Oh, Lord. I've been saying the keys against the enemy.com for so many days now because I got that webinar going on. If you want to do the webinar with me on the 90-day spiritual journey boot camp, you can go on YouTube and go join on the Keys Against the Enemy webinar by going on the keysagainsttheenemy.com. But anyway, go get your book, The Keys Against the Enemy. All right, you guys, live healthy, live whole. I love you. Thank you so much for your support and your listening. This is us, and we're getting ready to say goodbye. Love you now. Take care. Till next week. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio.